talking with Dr. Joe Armstrong from Oklahoma State University. Joe, let's talk a little bit about this Pan-America Weed Resistance Conference that's underway right now. You're part of the proceedings through the poster part of it. You and a group of folks from OSU working on Italian ryegrass and the resistance that we've seen in the state there. Tell me about that particular project.
Ryegrass has become a bigger problem in winter wheat due to resistance issues. The classic products that guys use, the ACCase inhibitors, things like Holon, not as much in Oklahoma, but in other parts of the country, they've run into resistance issues there. So we switched to the ALS inhibitor products, things like Osprey, PowerFlex, Finesse. Well, now we're running into resistance issues there as well. And we've done some work the last couple years screening 200 populations from around the state in 2009 with different herbicides to check resistance levels. And we found between about 50 and 90% of those populations were resistant to one of the ALS inhibitor herbicides.
So that's pretty substantial, I would think.
Certainly. It's becoming a problem where if ryegrass is your number one weed in the field, you're losing a lot of your chemical options that are available to you.
What are the options that are left at that point? Are there options?
Well, if you only have ALS resistance, which it looks like that's what we're fighting mostly in Oklahoma, then I would recommend switching to something like Axial XL, which is a different mode of action, part of the ACCase inhibitors. We are worried about resistance issues there as well. As we lean more heavily on another mode of action, we'll run into problems. Probably the best solution is to rotate, and winter canola provides an excellent opportunity where you can use additional herbicides that you wouldn't normally be able to use in wheat.
So at this point, that concept of actually rotating through all of your wheat ground over a 3 or 4 year period, that is one of those ways that you can take care of this particular weed problem then.
Yeah, it just with Roundup Ready winter canola in particular, that gives you opportunity to use glyphosate as well as some of those grass killer products like Assure2 and Select, and those have excellent control of Italian ryegrass right now.
I guess it's kind of frustrating a lot of these guys as you work with them when they realize that they're not getting control like they thought they would be getting.
Yeah, it kind of crept up maybe silently. It only takes a few plants to survive an application in 1 year, and they'll produce hundreds of seeds per plant, and it quickly can take over a field. So it's a problem where if you notice it, especially as we get closer into the spring and summer here, if you see some ryegrass remaining after an application, then you need to be aware of that. That could be a problem in the future.
Once it's resistant, doesn't matter what stage you catch the weed in or anything, it's resistant, right?
Yeah, exactly. We recommend spraying in the fall when the ryegrass is in the 2 to 4 leaf stage, maybe a couple tillers. But when you have resistant ryegrass, it doesn't matter how small it is. You won't be able to control it.
Are we starting to see any other problems resistance-wise, in the state at this point?
Yeah. Kansas has found some ALS-resistant cheat, true cheat. So things like Maverick and Olympus and PowerFlex are no longer working on some populations of cheat. We found a couple populations up in Kay County this past year. Similar deal where we're not getting control, even at rates up to 4 times the labeled rate with some of these products. So I don't think this is a widespread issue at this point, but it is something that guys need to have on their radar, especially in continuous wheat. If they're using those same products year after year and they're starting to see a lack of control, resistance is very likely there.
Would that be a big deal? Obviously, we had problems with cheat across the whole state.
Yeah, especially in terms of seed. The wheat seed industry is big in Oklahoma, and if you run into resistance issues in your field and spread that around, it can spread across the state very quickly.